is a circuit diagram. Those are Josephson junctions. Tom, Hernando and I built this circuit only last week.
Sharon leafed through the papers until she found the diagram she wanted. She laid it side by side with the manuscript and studied the two together. Were they the same? The illumination was all twisted like a real vine, not laid out geometrically. She tried to match the leaves and knots and grape clusters with the arcane Neocleonic symbols. Only the connections in the drawing mattered, she told herself, not the length or shape of the vine wires. Almost, it seemed to her, the two almost matched. Not quite, though. Garbled in transmission, she told Tom. Garbled, or was she the one now seeing things that she wanted to see? That linkage is impossible, she pointed to the capital. And that is a shorted circuit, and those two components should be reversed. Or should they? Wait a minute. She traced the vines carefully with her fingers. Not all the differences are garbled. This is a generator, not a detector. See there? And there? It's part of a generating circuit. It has to be. Part of their Stargate. Damn! She had reached the bottom of the page. What is it? He asked. Part is right. It's not complete. She frowned and left the kitchen deep in thought. She reached her pillow sofa and dropped into it. She closed her eyes and began swinging through the jungle gym lattice of her hypospace, like the hominid not yet out of the trees. This may sound weird, Tom announced, but I feel oddly disappointed. She opened her eyes and looked at him. He was studying the medieval circuit diagram. Disappointed? She couldn't believe what he had said. Disappointed? When they had just been given the stars? I mean that they didn't leave a complete set of plans. Then you'd know what to do. She stared back at him, where he stood framed in the kitchen doorway.
But I already know the only thing that matters.
What's that?
I know it can be done.
10. Now. Anton.
I met Tom and Judy at the Hauptbahnhof in Bismarckhalle, where the magnetic train slid up from Frankfurt am Main. We took the Bertholdstrasse streetcar to Kaiser-Josef-Strasse and walked from there to the hotel on Gaborone. I pointed out the sights like the worst of tourist guides. Tom had seen it all before, of course, but it was new to Judy. When we walked through the Schwabentor, she commented on its storybook appearance. This gate had been standing a century in the walls of the old town when Pastor Dietrich had befriended certain strangers. Nearby stood the Red Bear, which had been an inn already in that same era. The wind from the Hollental was cool, a sign that summer's end was near. After settling them in their rooms, I took them to lunch at the Römischer Kaiser. We gave our full attention to the meal. To do otherwise in the Schwarzwald would have been a cardinal sin. No one on earth cooks like the Schwarzwalder. Even our department store mannequins are portly. Not until the waiter had delivered our streusel did I allow the conversation to turn to business. Tom wanted to leave for the forest immediately. I could see the eagerness in him, but I told him we would wait for morning.
Why? He wanted to know. I want to see the sight for myself.
Judy waited patiently, saying nothing. Because Eiffelheim is deep within the forest, I said, it will be a long drive and a hike, even if we can locate the site quickly. You will need a good night's sleep to recover from the jet lag. I took another bite of my streusel and set my fork down. And another reason, my friends. Monsignor Lurm from the diocesan office will be joining us once he has received the bishop's permission. I have not, naturally, told him what we expect to find. Thus, he will be a valuable check on our preconceptions.
Tom and Judy glanced at each other.
What do you mean? Asked Tom. Why do we need someone from the diocesan office? Sometimes my friend is a little slow. It is a Catholic cemetery, nicht wahr? You did not come all this way only to look. Surely you will want to exhume the grave and see who or what is buried there. For that, we need the permission.
But, Tom frowned, that cemetery is 700 years old.
I shrugged. What of it? Some things are eternal.
He sighed. You're right. I suppose we must wait until morning, then.
Americans are in too much of a hurry. A single fact is worth a volume of deductions. Best to plan carefully how to find that fact. Tom would have had us on the site sooner, but without a shovel.
We did do one thing first. I took them to the crypt in the Franziskaner Kirche and showed them the mural of the grasshoppers in imitation of the Last Supper. The colors were faded and the paint chipped, and the figures had that odd appearance that those unused to Klimt or Picasso think unnatural. Tom stood close and peered at them.
Do you suppose this is them?
I only shrugged.
Why are they only eight? He wondered.
I suppose to avoid the charge of blasphemy.
Judy said, there are names under some of them.
That I had not noticed on my previous visit. We gathered round and tried to read the corrupted letters. There had once been names under all, but the centuries had destroyed many of the letters, even entire names. One grasshopper wore the mantle of a knight of the hospital and was called, if we guessed the missing letters properly, Gottfried Lawrence. Another sat with its head tilted back and its arms outspread in death, in prayer. That name began with the letter U, and must have been very short. U, I thought, or Ulf. The one in the center, sharing out its bread, was Saint Joe, and leaning on its breast was Eric. Not your traditional names for the apostles, I commented. But Tom made no answer. He could not take his eyes off the figure in the center.
Monsignor Lure met us outside the hotel the next morning. He was a tall, gaunt man with a high forehead. Dressed in a faded bush jacket, only his collar revealed his calling.
Na, Anton, mein Alter, he said, waving some papers. I have them. We must pay the proper respect and disturb nothing but the one grave. Personally, I think Bishop Arne will be more than happy to bury this Dracula nonsense.
He looked at Tom and Judy.
That is something, isn't it? To bury it, we must dig it up, he laughed. I winced. Heinrich was a virtuous man, but his puns had earned him many years in purgatory.
I also felt guilty that I had deceived him regarding our intentions.
Permit me, I said. This is my friend from America, Tom Schwern, and his assistant, Judy Kau, Monsignor Heinrich Lurm.
Heinrich pumped Tom's hand.
Dr. Schwern, it is to me a great pleasure. I much enjoyed your paper on the gene frequencies of the Swabian tribes. It greatly clarified the roots of their migrations.
A good thing for you that my ancestors dropped their genes everywhere they went, eh?
Before Tom could respond to this latest bon mot, I interrupted.
Heinrich is an amateur archaeologist. He has excavated several Swabian villages from before the Völkerwanderung.
You're that? Heinrich Lurm?
The pleasure is mine. I've read your reports, Father. You're no amateur.
Heinrich flushed.
On the contrary, amateur comes from the Latin amare, to love. I do archaeology for love. I'm not paid.
Heinrich had rented two Japanese pickup trucks. Two men with drooping mustaches waited beside them, talking quietly. There were picks, shovels, and other paraphernalia in the bed of the first truck. When the men saw us coming, they climbed into the bed of the second.
I think there is an old logging road that will take us close to the site, Heinrich told me. It cannot be too far a walk from there. I will drive the first truck. Anton, you take the second.
Fräulein Kau, he turned to her, you may ride with me. Since I am celibate, you will be safer than with these two old goats.
He grinned at me, but I pretended not to notice.
We took the Schwarzwald Hauptstrasse into the mountains, turning off at Kirchsarten.
The road began climbing as we drove into the Zastiatal. I rolled the window down and let the cool mountain air blow into the cab. In the back, the workmen laughed. One of them began singing an old country song.
Too bad that Sharon could not come, I said.
Tom looked at me briefly, then he faced forward again.
She is working on another project, the one I told you about.
Yeah, the circuit diagram.
That was the most remarkable thing of all. Never again will I look at a manuscript illumination in the same way. Think of it, Tom.
Could you or I ever have recognized it for what it was, let alone what it meant?
Pshaw!
I waved a hand. Never.
And Sharon, would she ever have seen it?
Medieval manuscripts? No, physicists do not do such things.
Only because the two of you were together could it ever have happened the way it did. And if she had not thought of that comment of Sagan's just before she looked